AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. After an online threat of gun violence on campus, the University of Chicago decided to keep students away on Monday. AP correspondent Greg McCune reports.
A spokesman for the university said with that level of detail in terms of time and place, and in consultation with the FBI, they decided to cancel all classes and other activities on the campus, which is on Chicago's south side.
The University of Chicago Medical Center will remain open to patients with added security. A charter bus carrying college students to three Virginia campuses overturned near Richmond Sunday evening. Officials say one person was seriously injured. 35 others have minor injuries. A gas leak at a steel parts factory in eastern China has killed 10 people and left seven others hospitalized with poisoning. President Obama's first stop in Paris was to pay respects to the victims of the terrorist attacks 2 weeks ago. He placed a single rose outside the Bataclan Theater where so many were killed at a concert. Jennifer Morgan with the World Resources Institute says the Paris Climate Summit Obama will attend may be even more important following those terror attacks.
I hope that Paris can now be even more so the place to show that peaceful international cooperation is possible and brings multiple benefits to citizens around the world.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton says after hearing some rough campaign rhetoric, she hopes for better.
As we go through this election, let's think about ways we could look out for one another, try to walk in each other's shoes, make sure no one in America feels left out or left behind. I'm running for president for all Americans, for the struggling, the striving, and the successful.
She spoke in New Hampshire. The Broncos beat the previously undefeated Patriots in overtime. This is AP Radio News. A friend says one of the three people who died in the Colorado Planned Parenthood clinic shooting was an Iraq War veteran who had recently left the military. She says 29-year-old Kiara Stewart was accompanying someone at the clinic when he was killed. Former figure skating champion Nancy Kerrigan remembers the Colorado police officer killed in that shooting as a caring and true friend. She and Garrett Swayze grew up together practicing figure skating in Massachusetts. Before becoming a police officer, Swayze was a junior national couples ice dancing champ.
The ice dancing, that was awesome. I did not know that about him. But really, that's a little piece of the puzzle of the greater Garrett that I know, who is a man of God.
Joby Potter belongs to Hope Chapel in Colorado Springs, where Swayze was a church elder. New York City is adding to nutritional warnings this week. Chain restaurants will have to start putting a special symbol, a salt shaker, on highly salty dishes. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.